Okay, talking head. No idea what's gonna happen with this. I'm just seeking inspiration, but I think I'm getting it. Because now I want to make something out of this video. First of all, the idea is here that I got, that I can base it very much, this, just to make it producible on these YouTube videos that I have stored in World Peace 3 folder. It's a whole bunch of them. And tell the story about it. You can use that to tailor a story that is just what I've been thinking about for TH and the war. It could be like a small limited perspective leading into that end of war movie, so to speak. We can think of it that way, a kind of teaser, a trailer, but a series on YouTube. But it should be made very simply. So the idea here is, first of all, what these men are talking about here, it's the video Europe reacts to J.D. Vance's blistering attack. It's Daniel Davis' deep dive. It's so funny. I mean, I was laughing when these two men are talking there. And one thing that they're talking about, for instance, is then J.D. Vance, the Vice President of the United States of America. That's, I mean, so much I can say about that. But also now we have this kind of conflict there with the U.S. all of a sudden saying that, you know, Russia is winning. You got accepted. And then you have Britain, their complete faithful ally. I mean, it's, Britain has been like the USA dog following them in anywhere and everywhere. And all of a, now, of a sudden, it's like 180 degree turnaround from the US, which is so comical. And there were reactions from these conservative, which they are after all, this British, you know, we are, but you know. And I'm just now kind of doing a little synopsis here for an episode which could be setting the theme and this style of this channel. Then we've got a story there that we can make dramatize a little bit, or just let these men speak it, because that's what they're doing, or the talking head speak it, looking at them, or we bring in the comic figure and or several, and we play it out more as an animated film. Whatever, it could start very simply. And so yeah, so then this thing here is, it's so good. I mean, to make something out of story-wise. You got on one hand these fine British gentlemen who know better, and they know where, they know that Russia, they are losing now, and that whole thing there, they're about to go bankrupt, and Putin has got cancer, and he will soon die, whatever they're saying. So if we just send more weapons, more, to Ukraine, then they will soon win. Because they are, as this man, Ian Puddick, the smartest man in London, says, they are following the narrative. That's their reality. And the narrative, you know, you have these politicians on top up there, and the EU tops, they are so busy. They don't have time to sit and look at all these military summary channels and whatever it is that follows what's actually going on down on the ground there in Ukraine. They're looking at the news. And the news have been tailored according to the propaganda script. That's what it is, because, you know, we are at war here. And someone somewhere, and it actually was in America, wrote that script.